allow yourself to settle into your more everyday consciousness, just in a more relaxed way. So we can have these attunements and they end, and we just kind of, you know, like ripples softening as they reach the outer edge and start to disappear of a pond. We're feeling the after effect now of the attunement. And we don't try to make sense of it. But what I would like to do is actually continue and keep your feet on the ground. Even if it feels like you want to lift them up. Continue from our discussion last week about self-regulating and co-regulating and regulating other people with our energy. And there were some beautiful comments about that on the class page. Thank you. Letting us adjust. And it's okay to let yourself be in a different frame of mind. You don't have to squeeze back into the old verbal consciousness. You can let the energy inform where we're at right now. So, what is the energy informing you? What's it teaching you about this whole cycle of self-regulation and defaulting to regulating the dysregulated around us? What do we know about that now? And maybe something fresh and new came in about that. Maybe you know something new now. And please share.
As my last comment, this is Mark, that I made at the page, I just didn't realize how much it became a pattern for myself.
Mm-hmm.
How I would most frequently just kind of step back when I met somebody new or was in a new environment, to kind of observe and feel what that person's energy is like. Not that I was doing it so consciously, but it was something that I had been doing, and then kind of regulating myself to whatever that energy was and how to interact with it in a way that was safe for me, and also in a way that kind of tried to balance the interaction that was around me.
Mm-hmm. And so what was the sum total of that experience on your being?
It was a relief to see that pattern, to see that that's a way that I have kept myself, I guess, in safe in a way, but also just kind of I want to say ruled, but dominated by it by some degree. So to be able to release, begin to release that and that, or at least be aware of that pattern, so I don't have to fall into that tire track or whatever you want to call it, when those situations arise.
So, as you've noticed it, what little steps have you been able to take with it? How have you worked with it?
Well, I ground, I find myself grounding, and I find myself not reacting in the way that I did before. So my energy doesn't have to be filled by that. So I have a space for myself, and I don't, again, it doesn't have to be reactive to the person or people that are in my environment.
Beautiful. So, are you in the process of discovery with the freedom to find out who's in there with you? Of you?
Yeah, I am. And also there's just there's more flow now, which is nice. So things kind of are falling a little bit more in place at times, and I can honor my own space. I can step away from others when I need to.
Wow, that's huge. Thank you. No one else? Russell, are you on?
Yeah, I'm trying to speak, but it's not working.
Oh, now it is.
Okay. What I was saying is, because I thought I was on, is that I didn't know this at the time, but as soon as you prompted us with the question, like what's different now, what came immediately to me was the fear is gone. And yeah, it's a beautiful revelation because in this place I'm in now, I'm not afraid of my mom and the wrath and what could happen because I feel so safe and I feel that universal love, and that's giving me the safety.
Very powerful sharing. I have a little phrase that I say to myself that relates to our use of the word entrainment. And so I say to myself, entrain with Mother Earth instead of drain with those around me. So I like how entrain and drain go together. And it brings me back. So, is this that much of a dead topic that no one has anything to share?
This is Lisa. It's not dead at all. It is so, I don't even know what to say. This whole series of classes has been so deep, and I actually went back to the beginning over this past week because I really wanted to make sure I could thread the experiences, and it wasn't until really yesterday that I could hear last week's. Oh, I was aware of what it was saying, and it was profound about people pleasing. That's all I did. I was taught to do that, you know. And I began to relook at myself in my life, and so it's all just coming up. And I'm just bubbling inside with this. This is very profound, and I'm so grateful for the conversation. And I look forward to things becoming, to finding their place within me so that I can have a voice to speak to them. But it's not dead.
I had to jar people together a little bit with that dramatic statement. But thank you for responding.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Tracy.
It's definitely not dead, and I was in such a peaceful state just now. I was like, I just want to stay here a little
Well,
longer before I
okay,
have to train my mind.
Tracy, wait. So that's what I meant before. Stay in the peaceful place and see how there's like this automatic, like I have to shift out of this place and go into like the conditioned world. Bring yourself back to the other place. You don't have to speak from the conditioned world. You can speak from the place of peace. And just notice that reflex. There you go. You're back in it. And what would you have to say about it?
It was just really interesting because I meet with a Patreon community the following evening, and this topic was prevalent in that group as well, unbeknownst to me that that's what was going to be brought up. So it's just really interesting how it's just kind of floating around in the collective consciousness right now.
There, you stayed in it.
I tried. It's
You did. And
going to take some practice.
yeah, but so watch that reflex. Who else would like to speak from that place?
This is Mark again. I'm going to add something to my experience. One of the things that I noticed that I have done in the past is when there was a negative interaction or an interaction I perceived as being negative, how much negative energy I drew around that and how much I then sat in that, trying to unravel it, or what, it's like, what could I have done differently to make this situation more regulated? And so that I realized that was one of the big fears that I had, that when I did come across somebody who was dysregulated, I took ownership for it, and then I would mull on it for a long time and kind of think about the worst case scenario that could come out of that situation. So it's nice to unravel that or not take ownership for that. That's been a big part for me.
And what's the feeling of being with someone who's dysregulated?
Well, there's a sense of fear. There's a sense of how is that going to impact me in a negative way, I guess. How can I, it's important for me to figure out a way to solve it and put it in balance, the situation. So rather than kind of stepping back and saying, they have a lot of work to do, it's like, what, I have a lot of work to do. And I think that's especially if it's someone who's, in my circle, that makes it more challenging, because then I feel like I have a full responsibility for it. That whole sense of saying, I'm a sovereign being, you're a sovereign being, and you're working through something, and it does impact me, but I don't have to take ownership for it, is something that I've learned in this process.
That is a big learning. I know for me, there is something terrifying being around dysregulation. When you grow up around so much dysregulation, as I did in my family, it's deeply impacting. And I go through cycles of finding pockets of painful wounding that are finally able to begin clearing and releasing. And go through several rounds of that over the many years of this practice. But we are getting an extra boost these days with the frequencies coming in that are starting to clear this. More easily. It's smoother now.
And Sarah, can you hear me? It's Russell. Yeah, I mean, it was terrifying for me growing up. I mean, emotional, verbal, and physical abuse with my mom, and then as an adult, she turned around and did it to my son when he was only 6 years old. So I cut off all communication with her for almost 2 years. And then when that came back around, I was just very vigilant about protecting my kids. And that's where the fear comes from. And she's based on all the spiritual work I've done, I've basically have broken any relationship with anyone that's dysregulated except for my mother, under the name of trying to preserve a relationship with her and for my kids to have some semblance of a healthy relationship. But it's the one place where when the tension gets thick or I'm worried, is she going to go off the deep end? It's hard for me to be in this place I'm in now where I'm not afraid.
And I think in all of our spiritual practices and the depth of passion we have for this light within our being and all beings to manifest, we're in this transitional place between this old paradigm and the new. And to be able to speak about this within the context of spiritual practice is really important so that we're not ignoring the full continuum of our being. As we expand, as we are tuned, more of this stuff comes up. And a lot of it is planetarily themed. Just like Tracy said, she's seeing this in other places. So after some people might consider this a bummer after a deep meditation, but I think after a deep meditation is when we can more safely speak to the woundings that are now surfacing and beginning to release. And that's part of the healing process because we're in this. We're still, as a class, encompassed by these beautiful beings that are really supporting us. And there's a difference between speaking about something from a grounded, safe place versus just dumping. So we have not been dumping here. And there's a big difference in that. So there's no weight being thrown onto other people here, no dumping. Everyone's grounded enough that you're existing within your own field and taking care of yourself while you're speaking. So in a bigger way, the circle is holding, helping to hold that energy so it can clear as it's spoken. Did you follow that, everyone?
Yes, and I can also feel that energy on the page. So that kind of, I knew I had something else to say today. And it just felt like the page was the place to do it. And so it felt like a safe place, but also just that it felt like a, I don't know, a place where it could be, I don't want to say resolved, but the energy can be can help dissipate it. So, yeah, the page has been very helpful with that.
And your comments have been very helpful to everyone else too.
Well, yeah, and the same. I mean, when I read others' comments, it was those help enlighten me and also give me insight into what the dynamic that's happening with me also. So it's very helpful to see when other people post where they're at and what's going on with them, because a lot of that does reverberate with some universal themes, I think.
I'm really thrilled with how this community has become such a trustworthy space. And again, I want to emphasize the difference between dumping and expressing from a grounded place. To just note that within yourself. That's what makes it a trustworthy space. Ananda?
Well, I'm aware of a. I've not been speaking because I am not aware of any insights or revelations. I am aware of a slight sense of jitteriness right now. And I'm definitely aware of a. Like a whining, like, why don't I know? Why don't I feel anything? Why aren't I, some kind of recurrent frustration and then letting it go and comes back and I let it go.
Well, congratulations for expressing that without dumping. Huge. Oh, let's see, Michelle.
Thank you. The imagery I have around the dumping is that the difference, as I experience it, is between dumping and releasing. And the image I had was, how they release fish into a body of water, they just open the gate. And it's a flow experience. So for me, that's the difference that I've experienced in circle and in community. And I would say that gratitude is the flow difference for me. The impetus behind the release. So thank you.
So this is what it feels like to sit in a communal ceremony with the full dimension of our human to beyond present. And notice we're not trying to fix anything. It's a different kind of space. We may not be happy with where we're at, but still, somehow there's a sense of being held in trust. And this is a skill. It's something we want to know how to do along this path. What it does is it allows for something new to enter, even if it's through a tiny little crack. And even though the energies are transforming us minute by second by second, and they feel powerful and unfamiliar, we're still having to be extremely patient. It's requiring extreme skilled patience. Patience that allows for a new space to develop, a new consciousness to arise. Impatience in our culture is not supported. We have a very impatient culture. And when you have a traumatized culture, it produces impatience. So this is a skill. And it's not one that you have to force yourself, but when you need patience, you turn to grounding so you can be held and feel safe enough to let go of the urgency and open up space for a new response. And yeah, and the psychologists talk about this as a default mode network, you know, what the network that we in our nervous system have created that becomes our default way of reacting to life. And so we're working deep in the nervous system on multiple levels of consciousness, not just the psychological. And there's so many permutations and levels of awareness that go into this. But at this particular time, we're requiring a lot of patience. Each step has to unfold from the next because we don't know. If we leave it open and we're fertile, we can open up to something new instead of reacting in the old patterned conditioned way. And the newness the new consciousness is in us. So if we give it a little bit of space, it'll start to flow through and we'll be surprised at who we are. And who we're becoming. Okay. Any last comments? So let's see what unfolds this week. I think we're coming into our sixth class in this series about the new earth heart. And you see how subtle this is. So it's happening, but it's so different from what we're used to that it might take a little while for this to sink in. So stay fertile and curious as best as you can. And we'll come together next week. And I love the amount of love that is in this group. So thank you. Many blessings.